Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7, wherever you want it, very clear, easy way to listen to it, even in a car. Even in a car, listen to your favorite shows anytime you want. There is a very, very interesting and potentially impactful endorsement that Donald Trump made in Texas that's going to really split the Republican Party further. And I'm not talking about the average revenge endorsement, which he does all over the place. You know, Liz Cheney, he's looking for somebody, some idiot out in Wyoming to take her on. He's looking for anybody to take on anybody who didn't kowtow to the Trump cult. No, no. And this thing in Texas is deeper than that. And it's also going to end up splitting the Republican Party even more than it has. There's an attorney general in Texas named Ken Paxton, who's up for re-election. Ken Paxton is bad news. Ken Paxton is under indictment for 3 felony counts of securities fraud. Now, I'll tell you, in Wisconsin, a lot of places, you can get away with a lot as a Republican, but if you were running for office as the incumbent attorney general and you were under indictment for 3 felony counts of securities fraud, the truth of the matter is, you wouldn't get very far. In Texas, apparently you do. He's also the target of an FBI whistleblower claim that he broke the law to aid a donor. He's the subject of a professional misconduct allegation by the Texas Bar to the Texas Supreme Court. That's a very serious thing. If the Texas Bar Association, which are the lawyers in Texas, have made a professional misconduct allegation about you, and you're the attorney general, it ain't good. It ain't good. He also has been accused of questionable land deals in Collin County, Texas, which he made while he was representing that county in the state house and the state senate. So here's the deal. He's running for re-election. He looks very, very vulnerable, but Donald Trump has endorsed him. Why has Donald Trump endorsed him? Because his major opponent is George Bush, George P. Bush, the son of Jeb Bush, the grandson of President George H.W. Bush, and the nephew of President George W. Bush. So Trump wants to take on the Bush family. George P. Bush has some credentials. George P. Bush is the elected statewide Texas land commissioner, which he ran for and won with a very large margin, very large margin. And apparently he's fairly popular down there. Nevertheless, Trump endorsed Paxton, the guy under indictment right now for 3 felony counts of securities fraud, and he's the incumbent attorney general. And there is a third candidate for the Republican primary, a former Texas Supreme Court justice, well-regarded, who stepped down to run. Her name is Eva Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N. And she is supported by a number of other Republicans. So here is the problem for George P. Bush. He tried to make a play for Trump's endorsement too. Even Trump ridiculed his father, Jeb Bush. Remember that in the debates? He ridiculed him. It got so bad that Jeb Bush's mom, the grandma, said it gave her heart problems. And Trump laughed about that. Nevertheless, George P. Bush supported him for president in 2020 and was hoping to get his endorsement. Now, with that endorsement going to Ken Paxton, that 30 or so percent of Trump cultists in every state, maybe Texas is a little more, if they go with Paxton and former Justice Eva Guzman, apparently is a fairly quality individual, supported by other Republicans, George P. Bush is going to have a hard time winning that primary. He may not win that primary. This is the attack and revenge of Donald Trump against the Bush family. For what? Because Jeb Bush had the temerity to run for president against him. And actually, Jeb Bush was sort of a nice guy. He really was. And seemed fairly honest. And look, I'm a Democrat, and I stood up for a Democratic Party against the Bushes for a long time, starting with Bill Clinton. I was Clinton's man back in 92. But I will say that it's fairly cold for the Republican Party now to go full frontal Trump. And you know something, the business community, a lot of people on the Bush side don't like this. Stay tuned for some very, 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 very hard repercussions of that division. Going to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my co-host. Pizza Box Mike, thank you for calling, my friend. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I agree with you on the Jeb Bush take. I mean, if I was a Republican, that's who I would have voted for because of decency, if nothing else. But I called because I just saw Stefanik and the rest of the, I guess, the anti-believers in anything, you know, Jim Jordan, GYM Jim Jordan, blaming Nancy Pelosi for not protecting them at the Capitol of an insurrection that they still don't acknowledge. How the hell can you do that? Tell me, how can you blame someone for something that you still deny ever happened? It's amazing how they play both ends of this, and it's even more amazing that anybody that's still a Republican, man, I'm going to confront you everywhere you go because that's the only way we can get you people back into reality. We can't let you continue to live this denial of real things.
Pizza Box Mike, I'll tell you, everybody, Pizza Box Mike is the host of Thinking Outside the Pizza Box on Saturday at noon. You got to listen to it. You get that kind of talk, really good talk, getting right to the issues. And I'm going to respond to that, Pizza Box Mike, because it was a very good comment. And here's the ultimate fallacy. You're a Republican, a right-wing nut Republican. And you go, nothing happened at the insurrection. That wasn't an insurrection. That was tourists. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi didn't provide security to protect us from these tourists, even though they were just tourists. You know, that on its face is clearly a lie, the whole thing. Secondly, Nancy Pelosi doesn't control security at the Capitol. Did you know that? Nobody, everybody out there. You might as well say, why didn't Mitch McConnell do something about security, or Kevin McCarthy as the Republican leaders? Because none of them do. The Capitol Police, there is a security system where these are the protected people. They're not the people that run security. And the fact of the matter is that there was advance warning in a lot of this. And the fact of the matter is also, if there wasn't enough, then that is what is the reason for the investigation, one of them. And the Republicans filibustered it. They filibustered it. And then when Nancy said, okay, send us five Republicans, he sends two, he salts it with two vandals. Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, who Pizza Box Mike just mentioned, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, was in on the insurrection. He met with Trump to plan it in December in the White House. He is going to be a witness. And Nancy goes, well, you know, why would you put a guy in the committee who is the guy that planned this? And the other guy, Jim Banks, is simply a lowlife who went on and on going, well, this is a fraud. This commission's a fraud. This special select committee, nothing happened. You don't put a guy like that on. You don't put a juror or a judge on who denies the case that's in front of them. You don't put a juror and the judge on who's the one who planned the crime that occurred as a result of the case. So, and so she said the other three, you know, they're not great. One of them voted not to certify Biden even, and said that Trump won. You know, he's lying, but okay, let him on. He's a lowlife. But at least the two, the one that planned the insurrection with Trump and the other one who continues to say that this whole select committee is a joke and I'm going to bust it and blow it up, you know, that's a little far. Send me two more. McCarthy, an idiot, goes, well, no, I'm not saying you any. And so she appoints Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, both Republicans, both conservatives, more conservative than Trump, more conservative than Kevin McCarthy on a lot of things, because they've thought it out, but they have integrity. They have integrity. They're much more mainstream Republicans. They stand for their country first. Adam Kinzinger is a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, flew combat missions. He still flies on active duty in the sense that, you know, he flies and he's part of it. And he could be called back if we went into any country, if we had to go back in Afghanistan, Iraq, or anywhere else, he'd be going. That's the way it is. That happened in the Second World War. There was a guy named Carl Zeidler, mayor of Milwaukee. Second World War, he leaves, goes in the Navy. He says, take a leave of absence. His ship got sunk off of South Africa. He died. And then his brother became mayor, Frank Zeidler. It happens. And this guy, Adam Kinzinger, is the real deal. Anyway, Pizza Box Mike is right on the money, as always. And how can you, a guy like Mo Brooks wore body armor the day of January 6th, goes, it never happened. And then he goes, it never happened, but Nancy Pelosi didn't provide security if it did happen. Hey, wait a minute. One of the big mistakes that new lawyers make starting out is when you try a criminal case, you can say alibi. You know, I wasn't there when the crime was committed. But, you know, you can't say, well, it was alibi, I wasn't there, but if I was there, it was self-defense. Luke, you are lurking in front of the mic, my friend.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes in the same vein as Senator Ron Johnson's outrage that the mask mandate has returned because we are seeing this rise in new cases. But the man also has refused to wear a mask, and we all know he's not vaccinated. So he should have been wearing a mask the whole time. And so it's that same outrage where you can't have it both ways.
Right. No, exactly. Well, Ron Johnson, I don't understand the guy. I mean, if you're a Republican in Wisconsin, you can do a lot of things, but you can't be a Republican from Texas or Alabama and still be do the same deal up here. You just can't do it. This state is a lot different with a lot different history. Republicans up here are not going to put up with that stuff. And so Ron Johnson is a very good example, but here you have the Republicans go, I'm wearing body armor, pushing furniture up against the wall. Nothing happened. But if something had happened, Nancy Pelosi didn't protect us, even though she doesn't have the authority. And she convened this commission to find out why it didn't happen. And we filibustered it. Can you deal with that? Yeah, I can deal with that. That's like saying I had an alibi. I was in New York when the man was murdered. And by the way, I killed him in self-defense. Bad criminal lawyers do that kind of stuff. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.